Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. On this podcast, I talk about the spiritual, the mystical, the psychological, the new earth, ghosts, aliens, and so much more. Sometimes interviewing fascinating guests, and other times it's just me talking about the wonders of life. Welcome to Dreamscape. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Dreamscape. In today's podcast, I want to talk about astrology and give you a sort of little heads up as to what in fact it is like, because a lot of people think that, and I used to think that, you know, it's just like your sun sign and that was that. And that didn't make any sense because, like, I'm an Aquarius and I know other people who are Aquarians and we're just very, very different. So it didn't really make any sense to me that that would be it. But then I got to know a guy who I used to work with, and he was very much into astrology. Like, he was into Vedic astrology. And he was telling me all these things about myself, like he was learning at the time as well, but it was so accurate. It blew my mind. I was like, how do you see that? You know, and I got all excited about learning more about astrology. And so I also contacted Deborah Silverman, who is an astrologer, and I spoke with one of her colleagues and had a session with them, and they have like Western astrology. And again, it was so accurate. I was like, you're explaining me in a nutshell, like who I am, how I am with my feelings, how I think, how I learn. You know, it was just so much that was so spot on that, again, it blew my mind. And from then on, I was like, I have to learn this stuff. So, you know, I bought some books, I read a lot online, and I learned. And, you know, for me, it's been so helpful. Because it's, you know, it kind of gives you a sort of an okay to be the way you are. Gives you a, you know, this is, you were born into this signature, this energy signature. And this is who you are. This is, and you can use your, I like to say, you can use your powers for good or for bad. So, you know, if you say you have a lot of fire in you, if you're somebody who gets easily agitated and easily angry, you can use that power for good. You can use that for passion, for your drive, for success in life, rather than using it to get into fights and arguments. You know, there's so much that you can do with your powers. I like to call them powers because they are powers, essentially. So today I just want to go over just kind of briefly what it is, what we look at when we look at a chart, a birth chart, and how that can actually help you. And if you want to contact me to book an astrology birth chart reading, then you can just go to my website and you will find the contact details to contact me on. And we can just do, I do like basic birth chart readings. But if you want to go into depth, I suggest you contact an astrologer that's done it for ever. You know, you're never ever gonna be like learn like all there is to learn about astrology. Like, I know astrologers that have learned for years and years and years and years, and you know that they say it just never ends. Like, you always find out new things about astrology. It's fascinating what the stars do. And if you think about how much the moon impacts us, the earth, it impacts the waters, all of our like entire like oceans, it impacts. So why wouldn't it impact us? If you think about that, we're 70% water, it makes sense that it would impact us, you know, and that's just the moon. And then you have all the other planets. So if we go into like are the signs, which are Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. So those are all the signs. And then you have 12 houses as well. And these 12 houses are all different areas of your life. The first house is about your identity, your appearance, your front, your identity in this life, you know. Second house is money and finances and worth, you know, you can be your self-worth, things that you value, you know. Your third house is like siblings and early learning, and fourth house is family and your home and your family, and fifth house is fun, like your what you do for fun. It's also the artistic house, and the sixth house is about routines, like what you do like in your day-to-day job and routines, and it's also about health. Seventh house is about relationships. Eighth house is about other people's money. It could be gambling. It could be like this a bit darker, you know, like the things that you can't really see, but a bit darker. And let's see, you got the ninth house, which is travel, higher learning. And then you have the 10th house, which is your career. 11th house is groups, social groups, friends, that sort of thing. And 12th house is the things you can't really see. It's really deep. It can be very spiritual as well. You know, the 9th house is also kind of spiritual, but the 12th house is very, very sort of goes a bit deeper. So that's kind of the houses. And then you have all the planets, and the planets also have their significant meanings and traits, their energy, you know, surrounding them. So like Mars would be like the fiery planet, Jupiter is like the lucky planet, the sun is your identity, your ego self, or not ego self, but like your identity in this life, and the moon is, you know, how you feel, how you explore your feelings, and so on. I'll not go into all of them, but just so that you understand that every planet has a significant energy. So when you're born, you look at the stars and how they were painted on the heavens as you were born, the exact time and date and place of where you were born. So you need all those. You need to know exactly when you were born, what time in the day, and the date, obviously, and where in the world you were born. And then you'll know what the heavens looked like. And when you see this, you can then see where your sun sign could be. Like for me, for instance, like my sun sign is in my 9th house. I actually have quite a few planets in the 9th house. So the 9th house is very important to me. You know, the 9th house is travel, higher learning, and, you know, and it's also an Aquarius. So I'm very, an Aquarius is very, very free spirited and outside of the box. And that is definitely true. That is definitely me. So I recognize myself in that a lot. And then, you know, it's also can say that like where your moon is, and your moon is very much how you feel and how you deal with your emotions. So this the moon sign can actually feel more like your sign than the sun sign. So, you know, if somebody doesn't really know, if somebody is, say, a Leo, and they're like, oh, I'm such a Leo, I'm this, that, and the next thing, and, well, they could be if they have dominant planets there and a lot of planets that are in Leo, but you could be a Leo and not feel like a Leo at all because you have planets in other parts of your chart that dominate much more than where your sun is at. Your son is always going to be important. But then as well, going even deeper, it's a lot to do as well with how the planets are balanced. So if they are balanced in a harmonious way with each other or not, it could be that they're not harmoniously balanced. So if, say, the sun, which is your ego, and the moon, which is your heart, or the sun, I could say it like the sun being your head or your thoughts, and the moon being your heart and the emotions, if they aren't in balance with each other, if they're squared, for instance, then it will be hard for you to, there will be like an inner battle between your head and your heart constantly. It will be like, you know, you know, some people are more driven with their heart. They're like, oh, I feel this way, I'm going to do this. And other people are very much logical, as you've noticed. And if you have this aspect in your chart, then it's going to be hard for you to get those two balanced. You know, it's always going to be this inner struggle. Then we have the four elements: earth, wind, fire, and water. And what that says, like if you have them balanced, you have some planets in water, you have some planets in fire, some planets in air, some planets in earth. So when you are balanced in your chart with these signs, it's like the four wheels of a car. So it, you know, your travel through this lifetime will be, you know, fairly easy. I mean, everyone's life has their ups and downs, obviously. It will feel more balanced with the elements. Like for me, like I was born with zero earth, right? So what is earth? So earth is basically being grounded, setting routines, and, you know, just it does not come naturally to me to set routines. Like I really try, and I feel good about routines if I actually get them in my system, but it is so hard. And yes, I fly away sometimes in my head, and it's hard for me. So I need to do things to ground myself, you know, to balance myself out. I also don't have that much fire, so I kind of need to probably do more workout where I'm like sweating and that sort of thing. I don't really like to do that. I have to be honest and say I don't really do that much, but I should do that to up to my fire. So whatever you're lacking in your element, if you upped that by doing certain things, certain practices, then you will find that your life balances out in a better way, and it would just be easier. Life will just be easier because it's like fixing the wheels on your car, and you will just move forward in a better way. So that's really good. So I know it might be hard to look at a chart and like it looks really complicated and like how the hell do I read this, you know, but you can also kind of ask yourself certain questions when it comes to, say, where your moon is at, like with your feelings. If you have a water moon, then you're gonna you're probably gonna cry quite easily, or you'll want to cry to release whatever you're carrying. It will feel good for you to cry. It will feel like a release. It will feel, you know, wonderful. You'll like water generally. You probably like being by the ocean or by the lake and drinking water, and you know, you'll be watery. You know, I have a water moon, and that's how I feel. I feel good having a good cry. I drink lots of water, and I love being by the sea and the lake, and just water in general is just I love. And water is also very deep and emotional. So, and then obviously it depends on which sign, water sign you're in, that will make it even more so, like tell you more about your personality and what you're like. But if you are like that, if what I just described resonates with you, then you're probably a water moon. And if you're instead, like if you get fired up and you say stuff first and then you think, you know, you it just comes out before you have the chance to think about what you're saying. You just get fired up easily, then you're probably a fire moon because you're fired up with your emotions. And if you're air moon, if you're then you're going to want to talk about things. You're going to want to talk it out, like straight away. You want to, hey, let's talk about this. I need to, you know, you want to understand things in a logical manner, and you just want to, you want to talk about it. And that's how you feel good when you're in a row, argument, misunderstanding, whatever. You just want to talk about it. If you're an earth sign, you're probably going to want to be in nature. That will make you feel good, probably going for walks. Also organizing things. You're probably going to want to give the house a good clean or something, or organize your papers or something that gets organized. And that's how you calm down yourself, because you're organizing things. Those could all be telltale signs of where your moon is at. And when you understand where your moon is at, then you can understand yourself more, but you can also understand other people more, because we all are different. So say that you have a water moon and you're partnered up with a fire moon. This could potentially be not the best match, but it all depends on where all of your planets are at. So because if this was the aspect that you're together with a fire moon and you're water, or vice versa, then it means that the fire moon might be more aggressive in his or her ways of communicating when they're a bit, you know, emotional. And the water moon might just cry then, you know. So, and then that will just, it would just be really, it could be a bit tricky to have a good communication when you're both emotionally charged. So if you are different that way, then you probably should just take a few minutes and just say, okay, time out. And then both of you just go and calm down. Then you can bring out whatever air you have in you and discuss the topics that's, you know, come to the surface of whatever argument or dispute you have. We also have our dominant planets, and my dominant planet is Mercury, which is very accurate to me. In my case, it means that I'm very, very airy. Like I have a lot of air in my chart. I have a lot of air and water. So my moon is in water, but I have a lot of air. So I do like to talk a lot about everything. I love learning a lot. So lots and lots of learning. You know, I get bored easily because I constantly want to learn new things constantly. This is why I bore easily at jobs, because when I feel like I get it, then I'm ready to move on, because I need to constantly learn new things. I never ever tire of learning. And then it's like my son, his dominant planet is the sun. And he's such a sun, you know, he's just so sun. When I went in and I checked up, okay, what does that mean? It's like, you know, he is like the sun. You can see the sun just, it's right there. It can't hide. It's like, and it doesn't apologize for who it is. You know, it's just the biggest, you know, for us, the biggest planet that we can see, obviously is very important to us, but it's like, it's just so there. It's not timid. It shines. It's light, you know, it's very bright. And yeah, my son is like that. He's just himself, you know, and he doesn't apologize for it. And he is who he is. And I love him so much for it. He's just so amazing. And, you know, so that it just explains so much, like, to why he is who he is. Like, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So it does tell us a lot what our dominant planet is. So that's also very, very interesting. I had a little look at Kurt Cobain's chart. Kurt Cobain, if somebody out there doesn't know who that is, it was a guy in a band called Nirvana, and he died don't know how long ago now, but he was in a band. He was very troubled. He shot himself dead in 1994, and he was 27 years old. He was so much water. He had so many planets in water. So he is like a, you know, he just had so many emotions, and it was hard for him to, you know, he expressed this through his music, but I think it just eventually just got too much for him, and that's when he ended it. And he's a lot of water. So if you have a lot of water, then it's, you know, it could be good to really go into that and do the healing that's required with a lot of water, because you're going to deal with a lot of emotions inside of you, and that could be amazing or it could be tragic. You know, you need to use these, as I said, your powers for good. You know, and I think he did inspire a lot of people, so I think partly it was obviously for good, you know, but I think he was just so, he had these sort of demons inside him that he didn't know how to deal with, and it was just so much water, so deep emotions, deep dark emotions. And Michael Jackson, I found his chart on cafeastrology.com, and it says, like, Michael Jackson was a hardworking Virgo, because Virgos are hardworking and detailed, and he definitely was in the music, very detailed and very knowing what he wanted and organized there. And he had a sensitive and creative Pisces moon. I am also Pisces moon, by the way. His Mercury in Leo and his Venus in Leo contributed to his love of performing and entertaining, it says. So yeah. You can also see, like, where your Saturn is, it's kind of the harsh, like, learner. So, like, whatever you're here to learn that you have actually planned before you came here, then you will have learnings within that. So, you know, say you want to learn self-love, then you will learn, you won't have, you might have difficult relationships and stuff like that, because you need to learn to love you first. Or if you need to learn, if you decided you wanted to learn to be more social, then you might get put into situations that are uncomfortable for you, because you need to learn these social codes, because you wanted to learn how to be in a group, how to cooperate with other people in a group setting. It's all about learning and expanding, and, you know, whatever harsh things that happen in life, like tough situations, you know, there's always like a learning aspect in it, and we can either choose to learn from it, understand that it happened and accept that it happened, and then move on from it, either by learning what it is you learned, or you could also, you know, choose to feel sorry for yourself and build up walls around you. So, you know, because of free will, you get to choose, but I would suggest that you choose to grow from it, whatever happens in your life, because we all have tough life situations, tough life happenings, and we've kind of on some level chosen to do these things. I know that sounds really, really hard when it's like, you know, wars are happening, children are being abused, and all these horrible, horrible acts. And it seems really, really unfair. But if you go into, if you choose to believe in reincarnation, you know, then that's, we've all been in so many different situations throughout our lives, and it's all about learning and trying to learn and grow from them. I think being grateful is the number one key in this life, and, you know, and whatever happens to us, you know, it's all a matter of perception anyway. Like, somebody could have the exact same thing could happen to me and somebody else, and we could see this thing completely, completely differently. You either see yourself in a position of lack or a position of abundance. And when you're seeing yourself, whatever you're feeling is the truth for you. So saying that, always make that choice. do I want to be abundant now or do I want to be lacking? And when you think about all the things that you're abundant about, it almost becomes impossible to feel a lack, because when you go really, really into it, and this can take practice, obviously, but really going into that. So using whatever energy signature that you had and using it to evolve and understand your life purpose, because you'll see also your life purpose from where your north node is. And that is also very much what you are here to learn in your astrology chart. And when you see that, you're like, aha, I get it now. That's why that happened to me. And that's why that happened to me. And you can kind of take it more with a pinch of salt, or maybe a bucket of salt sometimes, but it just becomes, ah, okay, I get it. And then you can sort of accept more what has happened to you. Like I said before, if you are interested in maybe having a birth chart reading with me, then you can just contact me on my website. My plan is to interview an astrologer here on the show, and I most definitely will make that happen. I'm just not sure when and where, but it will happen. So stay tuned for that, because I think that that could be really exciting, getting an astrologer here. Just try and accept who you are. Accept whatever happens in life and what has happened. It doesn't mean that whatever happened is okay. It doesn't mean that it wasn't a big, horrible thing that happened. But accepting is the first step to healing. So accept that it did happen, or that it is happening. And from that, you can get answers to what your next step is going to be. And it can be hard to accept, because you're like, but if I accept it, it really did happen, or it is happening. And, you know, stop the struggle, just release, and then feel in what feels good and what your passion is, how that will lead you onto the next step in your journey. So I hope that this has helped you a little bit understand what astrology is. And, you know, I love it so much. I am so fascinated by it, and it's never ending learning. So it was a great subject for me to start with in my life, and to understand how I am and how those around me are. So I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you next time. Love you lots. Bye for now.